Welcome to the Montgomery County Department of Permitting Services podcast. I'm Gail Lucas, your host. I'm also the Division Chief at the Department of Permitting Services Customer Support and Outreach Division. Joining us on the podcast today is Josh Cole. He is a DPS Information Technology Specialist. Josh is going to tell us all about the new GIS maps that are now on the DPS website. Okay, Josh, before we go any further, I know all about GPS because I have no sense of direction, and I think our listeners know what GPS is, but what is GIS? Can you tell us what that acronym stands for?
Sure, Gail. So GPS stands for Global Positioning System, and like you mentioned, that's what you use in your car when you're driving around. It helps you find your way.
Right.
GIS is Geographic Information Systems, and basically it encompasses the entire world of maps and map-based technologies. Along with that, it also includes the new maps that we have on our website.
Okay. Our new GIS maps are posted on the DPS website, and they cover floodplains, inspections, and use and occupancy certificate. Talk to us a little bit about what your role here is at DPS and why you're so excited about these maps.
So my role here at DPS is to make the maps. So every day I get to come in, I get to play with data, and I get to put up these very pretty graphic, you know, visually beautiful maps that, you know, help residents and help our staff do their jobs and to be able to find information they need to find out about what's going on in the community. The other thing that I get to do here is I get to do spatial analysis, which means that staff will come to me and ask me questions like, how many parcels are there in the floodplain that don't have a structure in the floodplain? And okay. So I have to find things like that for them.
Okay. Listeners, you will find links to these maps on the front page of the DPS website at montgomerycountymd.gov/DPS. Josh, you designed and created these GIS maps, and I know you're really excited about it. Tell our listeners why they should be excited about them too.
Well, residents should be excited about the maps because they're going to help them find out what's going on in the community and what's going on around their homes. Construction developers and construction professionals should be excited about them because they're going to provide inspection information, inspector contact information, and also just information about a specific parcel that they're interested in.
Okay. Let's start with the inspections map. What can you tell us about that map and why it's important for folks?
So that map's important because it allows people to have a view into the world of DPS.
Okay.
It lets people be able to see things about their property that they have from multiple agencies. So they'd be able to pull together information from DPS that's specific to our review processes, as well as information from ESTAT about the property itself. And then there's things that are brought in from other agencies, for example, DEP's water categories to say whether it's on a sewer or on a septic. The other things you'd be able to do with that map is be able to find permits. So if you were in a neighborhood and you wanted to see if there was a permit for a specific house, you know, if you saw construction along this while you're out for a walk, you'd be able to use this for that purpose as well.
How does a GIS map compare to a traditional paper map? Does it compare to a traditional paper map?
So they both have a north arrow on them.
Okay.
But other than that, the GIS map is much more dynamic. You can interact with it. You can zoom in and out. You can pan. You can click on the map and it'll give you more information. A traditional paper map won't do that for you. So that's one way it's different. It's also different because there are so many more layers and so much more information in the GIS map. Because with the ability of having all this different information, you could turn it on and turn it off and be able to make it, you can make it visible or invisible, and then you'd be able to, get a different view of the data.
So the map can be personalized to just the information that I'm looking for, to the specific kinds of information that I'm looking for, or customer would be looking for.
Yes, that's much more succinct.
Okay. Moving on to the UNO research map. This is a great map for folks that are opening new businesses in Montgomery County. What can you tell us specifically about that particular map?
Sure. That map is great for when you need to go and find a commercial use and occupancy permit license.
Okay.
So it allows you to go in there and search and see the history of a building or a parcel to see all of the use and occupancy permits that we have in our system. And then you'd be able to sort through those and find the one that's probably most relevant for your space in the building, and then be able to follow instructions through our e-services site to print out that use and occupancy permit.
That is a great help. Mm-hmm. What about floodplains and storm drain maps?
So that map is really important because right now FEMA is going through a process where they're coming up with a new floodplain or a floodplain map for the country.
Okay.
And so that's really important because it lets residents be able to see whether or not their house is moving into or out of the floodplain or if they're remaining in the floodplain. The other thing that's really helpful for it is for construction professionals and engineers to have a place where they can go and be able to see contours and be able to see all of the other, you know, flood and storm drain information all together in one place.
Sure.
To be able to get a better picture of their building site.
Sure. All right, Josh, of the three maps that you've described and that we're talking about, which one do you think is going to be most important to our customers?
Well, Gail, I think they're all important for our customers.
Spoken like the man who designed them. Why?
Well, because they all have a lot of really great information on them.
Sure.
And it just depends on what you're trying to do on that given day. So if you're looking at your building site and you wanted to, like, you know, understand what's going on for floodplains and storm drains, or just like how you were going to like position your building or how you would like, you know, begin, the storm drain and floodplain map is a great place to do that. The inspection and property map, that's a great map if you want to like go and look at easements or historical areas to see if you fall in one of those areas. And you may have to have additional reviews and additional things you need to think about as
Good
you go
point.
Forward with the project.
Mm-hmm.
And then the use and occupancy map, that one's great because at the end of the project, you're going to want to do something with your building. And so you're going to need to have a certificate for that. And this is a great place for you to go to figure out, you know, if there's one already out there you can use or if you've got to have a new one.
That's a good point. How far back does our UNO certificate information go?
It goes back to 1999 on the map. If you think you might have one that's older than that, then you need to call 311 and put in a request for a manual search.
Okay. And remember, for our listeners who usually listen to our podcast, UNO certificates are good until the use of your space or your building changes. So even if it's a UNO from 1959, if the use is the same, you can still use that UNO, right? Okay. Before we sign off, is there anything else about these GIS maps that you'd like to share with our listeners? Is there anything we haven't talked about?
The maps have a lot of information on them, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you first look at them, you might get a little bit overwhelmed.
Okay.
But if you just start with putting your address into the search bar, or you just click on, you zoom in and you find your property on the map, you start there, then you can have something that's like home for you, and you can kind of get going from there. And then you can kind of expand out from that and get more comfortable with all the information in the maps.
That's a very good point, because these maps have an incredible amount of information and folks may look at it and be overwhelmed by it. If our listeners have questions about it, can they reach out to you? Do they reach out to 311? How can they get help with these GIS maps?
Sure. There are a few ways they can get help with the maps. First, on each of the maps up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a blue button that says help. Click the button.
Okay.
That button will walk you through three or four screens that kind of give you an overview of how to use the tools on the map.
Okay.
But if you still need help, the last page of that form, the last page has a form where it'll send an email to me with your request, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
You can also, of course, if you have my email address or you have my phone number, you're welcome to give me a call or shoot me an email and I'll get back to you then too.
So they can contact you directly for some help. Okay. Thank you, Josh.
Sure, Gail.
As you plan your spring projects, remember we are here to help you, our customer, succeed. It's important to know when you need a permit and that you do need a permit for many projects that you take on. Please check out the Montgomery County Department of Permitting Services website, montgomerycountymd.gov/DPS, to find information and resources to help you with your next project. If you have questions about the permitting process, you can reach out to our customer support team by calling 311 or 240-777-0311. You can also stop by our offices at 2425 Reedy Drive in Wheaton, Maryland. We're on the 7th floor, and we're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. You don't need an appointment to talk with someone in person. Thank you, Josh Cole, for joining us today on the podcast. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Got an idea or a question for an upcoming podcast? We want to hear from you. Email your ideas and questions to dps.podcast@montgomerycountymd.gov. And if you enjoyed this podcast, if you thought it was valuable, please share it with others and subscribe so that you can always get our latest episode. Until next time, I'm Gail Lucas. Remember, DPS is your project partner.